Okay, so we are recording now, and Dr. Kazire, for starters, please state your name and your title.
My name's Damon Kazire. I am the superintendent of Richmond R16 Public School.
All right, now why don't you just start out by giving me an overview of some of the highlights for Tuesday's Board of Education meeting.
Yeah, the Richmond School Board meets tomorrow night, and we've got several different things on the agenda. Usually this month is pretty light, which is once again true just because school's out and all my administrators are gone. But, we've really been working on developing what we consider a 2, 5, and 10-year plan to try and give us a little bit of direction with Richmond and where we want to, put our goals and our focus and spend money and things like that. So anyway, that's going to be one of the biggest pieces of the deal tomorrow night. But we've also got a roofing company coming in. We've got some leaks at the middle school and high school, and we're trying to figure out how to best deal with that. Along with that and the 2, 5, and 10-year plan, we've got the beginning stages of developing superintendent goals. We've got a couple different board policies that we're going to go over, one being the ability for people to speak, during board meetings, and then another one dealing with students bringing their own electronic devices to school and being able to use them and how that can be done. Probably one of the most exciting things that we're talking about is a technology upgrade plan and trying to, really beef up the infrastructure that we have so that when all of our kids are on in the middle of the day, our internet doesn't crash on us or something like that, as well as, trying to really beef up our wireless system, which kind of ties back into one of the policies that we're talking about of allowing kids to bring in their own, personal devices to get on the internet and look up information and different things like that. So, but other than that, there's really not a whole lot of stuff going on. We've got several different, just little minor fixes going on throughout the district. Done a lot of painting this year. Put in new bleachers for the visitors at the football stadium. Things are really trying to starting to look up for the school year that's getting ready to start up for us.
All right, that's great to hear. With the technology plan, do you know about how much you'd like to see the wireless capacity increased and how much that might cost the district?
Well, the board, as of last month, approved up to about $300,000 on our technology plan, and the majority of that was going into last year. We really worked on the central hub, just trying to make sure that our email doesn't go down, make sure that our school information, which is PowerSchool, doesn't go down, those kind of things. But now we're trying to get it where it works effectively well with each one of the buildings. So, a good majority of it is going to go into that. I think as far as the wireless goes, we've got, several different places within each of the buildings where wireless will connect, but we're trying to get it where it will connect all through the district. And I don't know whether it's going to be 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, 7 years down the road. The true push to this is, and looking at what other schools are doing, the one-to-one initiative, trying to get it set up so that every student would have the ability to come in, turn on their laptop, and get it up and going. Because like I said earlier, we've really struggled when we get too many people online that everything just slows down to just basically nothingness. It'll crash our system. I'm really excited about the opportunity to, beef up that ability to get information in, get information out, and hopefully really, that'll go a long way in improving the educational opportunities, not only for our students, but also for our staff members, too. So I think it's going to be a really good thing.
All right, and you mentioned earlier in the interview the financial plan, I think it was. Do you know what kinds of upcoming projects and such the district might be spending money on? I mean, besides technology like we just discussed.
Well, what we did, and this has been probably an ongoing thing since about Christmas time for our buildings. Each one of our building administrators went back to their buildings and said, hey, what is it that we most need you know, within this building, but not only within this building, also within the district. And so district-wide, we came up with three things that we really, you know, really, really needed. And one of them was teacher salaries needed to go up. Two, our technology needed to be beefed up. And the third piece of that was we also needed to start looking at our curriculum and start buying books. If you remember, 3 years ago, we only had about 5% in the bank of fund balance. We didn't have enough money to pay our bills. And so we've really kind of squeezed things, and we haven't purchased a lot of new technology. We haven't purchased books, you know, for the last 3 years. Well, one of the things that I have told the board is, you know, now it's not how we spend money or save money. It's how do we manage our money and do the best that we possibly can for our kids. And so, you know, that's what our buildings came up with as the top district needs. Now, each individual district came back with some different needs like that too, you know. But when you look at those three things that I just said, any excess money that I have for this year, we've used that, because we're also struggling with the sequestration of federal monies and in the loss of state monies. And so I think just funding those three things right now, we're really going to struggle to not be in a deficit spending mode for next year. So our board, our administrators, our staff, we all have a really tough job cut out for us for the next 2 or 3 years of how are we going to best manage our money for the education of our students. So, and that is part of that, what we just said, for the 2, 5, and 10-year plan. How are we going to go about, you know, putting our priorities in place and then our money where those priorities lie?
I understand. Damon, do you have anything that you'd like to add or anything else you think we should touch on?
No. The only thing I can say is I sure appreciate the positive coverage that I get from you guys, and I hope that you keep that kind of stuff up.